Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat this week on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the girls' basketball coach. That is Felipe McCree. And, Coach, a 1-1 start to the year and a good bounce-back win Tuesday night against a very good Royal Valley team in the Big 7. We'll talk about that momentarily. But, of course, you saw 3A number 1 in Silver Lake in the opener last week. So, again, just sitting here at 1-1. We're a week plus into the 23-24 campaign. How do you assess the way your team has played so far through two games?
We're headed in the right direction. Obviously starting the season off with the number one team in 3A is going to be tough, especially when you have a new coach, new system. Our girls are learning what expected of them. Everybody's kind of filling new roles. And so to come out with the 3A, with the 3A number one team with, four different college basketball and softball players, that's really, really tough. And so I was really proud of our girls to bounce back last night against Royal Valley, a team that had a really solid win against a good Jackson Heights team. And we really clamped down on the defensive end and really shot the ball pretty well, against them and did some really positive things.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the defense, and obviously Silver Lake, number one team in 3A, they're going to score a lot of points this year, so that's kind of a given. But with that quick turnaround from Friday to Tuesday, very limited practice time on Monday, very little time for preparation, the way your team clamped down defensively, holding this Royal Valley team to 22, just how impressive was that to see in such a quick turnaround?
Impressive. We had a really good game plan, and the girls went out there and executed it to perfection. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but last time I checked, I think they shot something like 17% from the field. That's really impressive. They got some really talented girls over there. I believe only three of their girls scored against us, and only one in double digits. So, for our girls to and in on Monday and be able to execute it on Tuesday with that short turnaround is really, really impressive.
Always good to start 1-0 in league play, and the league contest will continue on Friday this week back at home against Riverside. It doesn't get much easier. You saw, again, the number one team in 3A last Friday. Now this Friday you get number two in 2A in the runner-up finishers from last year in Riverside. Cyclones, of course, have the reigning 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser. Kind of starts with her, but they brought back really everybody else around her. Again, with that team making a run to the state championship game, they're off to a 2-0 start, kind of skated by Troy, got by them last week, and then really dominated the 1A D1 champs on Tuesday in Donovan West. So they've played a good schedule, too. What can you tell us about Riverside and kind of the expectations for this one on Friday?
I need to talk to my AD and see who he upset to get this schedule for me, with all these ranked teams right off the bat. No, Riverside's a really, really talented team. Obviously, like you talked about, with Taylor Weiser being a 2A player of the year, she's going to be a handful. And, to be honest with you, she's going to get her points. What we have to do is be able to clamp down on everybody else and make sure that the other players can't get off and have good games as well. But like you said, they pretty much return everybody. And so we're just starting our prep into them. Just on the surface right now, obviously, Hallie Stuger's going to be really, really good. They got a couple of shooters that they can really shoot the basketball. So we're going to have to pick and choose, what we're going to give up and be able to, execute on the offensive end as well.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach, that is Felipe McCree, joining us after a nice win against Royal Valley on Tuesday. Another difficult test Friday at home. They get 2A number 2 in Riverside. Should be a good one. Both teams off to 1-0 starts in Big 7 league play. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck against Riverside. We'll talk to you next week.
So much.